From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
It's nice for me to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our program. We have prepared you some segments such as the news and, of course, Indonesian music. Stay tuned.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian president calls on people not to panic about the COVID-19. U.S. to begin clinical trial of possible coronavirus vaccine on Monday amid ongoing pandemic. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called on all Indonesian nationals not to panic about the coronavirus outbreak or COVID-19 and to remain productive so that the spread of the virus could be inhibited and overcome. It was said by the president at the press statement which took place at the Bogor Palace, West Java, on Sunday, March 15. President Joko Widodo said that since the announcement of the COVID-19 case in the country earlier this month, he had instructed the Minister of Health and related ministries to intensify a number of measures in a bid to combat the issue. He elaborated that so far the government has coordinated with the World Health Organization, WHO, and consulted with a health expert to deal with COVID-19. The government has also established a task force to expedite the handling of COVID-19 led by the head of the National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB. The United States is preparing on Monday to start a clinical trial of a new vaccine developed to protect against the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, the Associated Press reported. The trial has not been announced publicly by the official. Reportedly said, the participants will receive an experimental vaccine on Monday at the Kaiser Permanente Washington Health Research Institute in Seattle. The experiment is said to be funded by the U.S. National Institute of Health, the primary governmental agency responsible for biomedical and public health research in the United States. The trial will reportedly include 45 young healthy volunteers who will be given different doses of the medicine. According to the news outlet, U.S. public health officials said that would take a year to 18 months to fully validate any potential vaccine. The coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. has prompted the Trump administration to take a package of preventive measures, including declaring a state of emergency across the country, closing borders, and banning travel to countries with high infection rates. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, in a televised address on Saturday, March 14, declared a state of emergency in the country amid the Wuhan coronavirus, stressing that the ongoing pandemic requires extraordinary decisions, as quoted by Sputnik on Sunday, March 15. The newly imposed measure envisages a partial 15-day nationwide lockdown, including a closure of all stores across Spain, except pharmacies and those selling food and other basic necessities. All public events will be also banned across the nation. The state of emergency also envisages a partial suspension of all domestic railway and maritime traffic, according to Sánchez. Spanish residents are urged to work from home. Earlier, Spain shut down all schools and allocated the first package of multi-million euro economic aid to tackle the spread of COVID-19. Spain remains a hotbed for the pandemic, among other European nations, including Italy and Germany. Earlier this week, nations around the world began to partially or completely suspend air traffic with Spain and other European Union countries that have been hit by the contagious disease. France's municipal elections saw record low turnout on Sunday as coronavirus fears kept millions of voters from polling stations, prompting calls to cancel the second round of voting as authorities scrambled to curtail the outbreak. Polling institutes estimated the abstention rate at 54-56%, nearly 20 points higher than the previous record set in municipal votes 6 years ago. The voting came just hours after the government ordered all bars, restaurants, and other non-essential businesses to close, with many people expecting a more complete lockdown, keeping people in their homes, could come within days. France recorded 36 more coronavirus deaths Sunday, the biggest one-day increase in the country since the outbreak, taking the total death toll to 127 deaths and more than 5,000 cases of infection since January, the National Health Agency said on Sunday. France has indefinitely closed crèches, nursery schools, schools and universities, banned gatherings of more than 100 people, and urged residents to limit their movements in a bid to curtail the spread of the virus. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir ensured that all state-owned enterprises would operate normally and there are no instructions to halt their services in various regions across Indonesia. Erick Thohir, in an official statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, pointed out that all state-owned enterprises would continue to operate as usual, especially those serving the public, such as banks, communication operators, airports, seaport, ferries, airlines, trains, buses, toll road operators, hospitals, and pharmacy. However, Erick Thohir called on the state-owned enterprises to limit meetings that involve many people and those who are conducted in other cities in a bid to anticipate the spread of the coronavirus COVID-19. In addition, the minister also called on all Indonesian people to collaborate in combating the virus. The East Java Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KADIN, plans to take East Java small and medium enterprises to participate in a number of trade shows in Belgium, which are aimed at improving their export performances. Deputy Chairperson of the Interregional Business Network Division at the East Java Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Diar Kusuma Putra, in Surabaya on Sunday, March 15, said the program is cooperation between KADIN and the Indonesia Hub program in Antwerp, Belgium. He said the program would elevate East Java small and medium enterprises' products to penetrate the international market, but the participants must firstly undergo a number of selections in terms of product legality, quality, content, production capacity, and product packaging. In total, there will be 35 small and medium enterprises from various areas across Indonesia that will participate in the exhibition in Belgium from June 2020 to June 2021. Meanwhile, among the East Java small and medium enterprises products, which are perceived to be potential to be marketed in Belgium, are fashion products, cosmetics, coffee, and snacks, such as chips. The last item. Indonesian mixed doubles badminton pair Praven Jordan Melati Deva Oktavianti won the All England 2020 title at the Birmingham Arena, England, on Sunday, March 15. In the final round match, which took place on Sunday night, on March 15, Praven Melati defeated the world number 3 pair from Thailand, Dikapol Puavaranukron, Sapsiri Thairatanachai, 21-15, 17-21, 21-8, within 61 minutes. It was not easy for Pravin Melati to conquer the first game. At the beginning of the game until the interval, the Thai couple led the score. Pravin Melati struggled to catch up the points. Their efforts were not in vain. Pravin Melati won 21-15 in the first game. In the second game, the competition between the two mixed pairs became tougher. The Thai pair played more aggressively. Despite the loss in the second game, the Indonesian mixed doubles pair finally defeated the Thai pair in the third game, 21-8. The victory added to Pravin Melati's winning record, since Pravin Melati have won three times over the Thai pair in the past five meetings. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on Indonesia declares corona outbreak national disaster. On Saturday, the government of Indonesia declared the spread of the coronavirus or COVID-19 in this country as a national disaster. Current handling spokesman Ahmad Yuryanto revealed it in response to a letter from the World Health Organization asking President Joko Widodo to declare a coronavirus national emergency. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, in a letter dated March 10, urged countries in the world, especially those with large populations and unequal health system capabilities, to focus on detecting cases and increasing laboratory test capacity. In areas where the new coronavirus is undetected or difficult to detect, the World Health Organization recommends applying a national emergency status. It also encourages the Indonesian government to continue educating the public and actively informing about the spread of the coronavirus. The government is also asked to be more vigorous in finding coronavirus cases, tracking people who have been in contact with them, quarantining and isolating those who have been infected. In addition, the World Health Organization also asked President Joko Widodo to add laboratory facilities to check the coronavirus case to detect the emergence of new transmission clusters in the archipelago. The call from the World Health Organization is fair enough, considering the number of Indonesian citizens infected with the coronavirus at home and abroad has been increasing. Until Sunday morning, there were 96 people who are infected by the COVID-19 positive in Indonesia. To deal with the spread of the coronavirus, President Joko Widodo, in a press conference on Sunday afternoon, asked regional heads from the provincial district levels to coordinate with the Ministry of Health and the National Disaster Management Agency to determine whether conditions in each area categorized as a non-natural disasters emergency alert or response category. In addition, the head of the state also asked the public to increase their vigilance and help each other in handling the COVID-19 properly. It is clear that community involvement in suppressing the spread of the coronavirus is very important. People should remain vigilant, maintaining personal health and the environment so as not easily getting infected or transmitting the disease. Limiting activities outside that are not too important is also expected to reduce the acceleration of the spread of the coronavirus or COVID-19. That was commentary. Listener, for the next segment, let's listen to Today in History about historical events.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on March the 16, 1968, on the mass murder by U.S. soldiers in South Vietnam. U.S. soldiers killed 502 residents of My Lai Pho village in the north of South Vietnam. My Lai village was located in an area which was often infiltrated by Viet Cong insurgent group, and many U.S. soldiers were killed in the area. On March 16, 1968, Lieutenant Kelly and his troops came to the village for a search and destroy operation. However, they found women, children, and elders only. Then the U.S. soldiers channeled their anger by killing the unarmed people. The mass murder ended after an American pilot named Hugh Thompson landed his helicopter between American soldier and village residents. This incident was first concealed, yet on one A year after that was revealed and military investigation was held, Lieutenant Kelly was sentenced to life, although pardoned later and jailed for several years only. The next event is that in 1978, Amoco Cadiz Super Tank sank. U.S. Amoco Cadiz Super Tank, which was sailing to Rotterdam, faced problem on 5:45 GMT. Previously, the helmsman had warned the captain that the steer was damaged. Finally, on March 16, 1978, the ship became uncontrollable and sunk into the water of Portsall Rocks, 30 meters from the coast of Brittany, France. More than 200,000 tons of crude oil was spilled and polluted the water, while 42 crews of Amoco Cadiz were saved before the ship sank. Around 360 kilometers of the coast and 200,000 hectares of the sea were estimated to be contaminated by the oil spill. Amoco supertanker Captain Pasquale Barderi finally was taken to court and sentenced for his mistake. The last event is that in 1988, thousands of Halabja people in northern Iraq died to poisonous gas. Halabja is a city in Iraq located around 240 kilometers from Baghdad, the capital city of Iraq, and around 40 kilometers of Iranian border. Halabja is an important spot for National Liberation Front of Kurdistan. On March 16, 1988, when the Iran-Iraq war took place, Saddam Hussein's troops launched gas attack against the city. This attack took 5,000 lives of Kurdish people and wounded around 10,000 people. That was today in history.
Cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa. Selalu di sisimu, walau badai.
You've just listened to a song by Joy Tobin entitled Damainya Cinta or The Peace of Love. And after this, let's listen to our next program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is on Government Launches Second Stimulus Package Addressing COVID-19 Impact. The Indonesian government announced a second economic stimulus to overcome the impact of the coronavirus or COVID-19 to the manufacturing industry sector and overall economic activity. Coordinating Minister for the Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto at a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, March the 13, as released by Antara, said the fiscal stimulus is in the form of income tax Article 21 in the manufacturing sector. This would be borne by the government for 6 months for workers with a gross income of not more than 200 million rupiahs per year. Other sectors that get facilities are taxpayers who obtain importance for export purpose and small and medium industry. The purpose of the stimulus is to provide additional income for workers in the manufacturing sector to maintain purchasing power. An exemption from import tax for 6 months will be given to 19 manufacturing industry sectors affected by COVID-19 so that the rate of the imports is maintained. In addition, there is a reduction in income tax by 30% for 6 months for 19 manufacturing industry sectors to maintain domestic economic stability and improve export performance. The government also provides an accelerated 6-month value-added tax restitution for exporters without restrictions and non-exporters so that taxpayers can be more optimal in cash management. The government also formulated a non-fiscal stimulus in the form of simplification of limited export and import of certain goods to facilitate the flow of goods. Another non-fiscal stimulus is in the acceleration of import-export process for reputable traders and improving the national logistic ecosystem. According to Erlangga Hartarto, the impact of the national sector is inevitable. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani answered that the second stimulus was not the last step taken by the government. This is because the government and the relevant authorities continue to monitor developments and the current economic situation is still dynamic. The government also opens itself to the situation and continues to prepare policy instruments to mitigate and minimize impacts, whether it is for entrepreneurs, companies, corporations, or from the public side. That was My Indonesia.
Sabar aku menunggu, mungkin sudah hampir seminggu. Kehadiran dirimu, oh itu yang aku mau. Kau dengan problemamu, ingin melepas rindu. Aku di sini pun tak sabar untuk memeluk. Gairah bersama malam ini aku dan kamu, malam ini kita menyatu, merasakan hembusan dalam setiap nafasmu. Berikanlah aku rasamu, beritahu apa yang kau mau. Kita ciptakan malam penuh cinta.
Yeah, why don't you lay back? I put this music on playback. Be in the moment, but you know we go way back. But keep it high heels, girl, when I kneel, I wanna know how the stars within your thighs feel. Your clothes are dry, but I know you're soaking wet inside. You wanna ride, yeah, I know you want me deep inside. It's just you and I, no menage a trois. 1+1=2, and that's me and
kamu. Kan ku peluk tubuhmu, ciummu, masuki pintu jiwa, melepas gairah bersama.
let's get it on like the Marvin Gaye song. And let me see that thong like the Cisco song. It's once I turn you on, there's no turning back. I'm like Don Corleone, ain't no one above that. Ain't no one above me when it comes to loving you. Your pleasure comes first and I'll come after you. You know that you're a gift sent from heaven 24/7. When I'm off the stage, I'm yours. And let me set the mood. And let me set the mood while you play with my flute. And I'll be watching you, telling me what to do. Maybe you can tell me how you want it to be. Talk to me, girl.
Listener, for still listening to us, and we've just listened to a song by Ran entitled Malam Penuh Cinta. And after this, we are going to take you to visit Tanjung Ambat in Riau in our program Indonesian Wonder. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to introduce you Tanjung Ambat Beach in Riau. Stay tuned. Karimun is a regency in Riau Island. Marine tourism is the mainstay tourism of the regency. One of the beaches in the province is Tanjung Ambat Beach, which is located at Teluk Dalam Hamlet, Buru Island. The beauty of the beach is not loose comparing with some beaches which have been well known, such as Pelalawan Beach. Tanjung Ambat Beach has flat landscape. Its coastline sweeps around 2 kilometers. Not long, but it has a wide stretch of sand. If the sea water is receding, the stretch of the sand can reach more than 40 meters. With a vast expanse, the beach is likely to be an area to hold various beach sport activities. Other activities which can be conducted at the beach are relaxing or sitting on the sand of the beach. You can also swim or go down off the seashore while enjoying the beauty of its nature. The trip can be accessed from Tanjung Balai Seaport at Tanjung Balai City, the capital city of Karimun, by using boat to Buru Seaport or Buru Island. The trip takes around 30 minutes from Buru Seaport to Tanjung Ambat Beach, and it takes around 5 minutes. Before entering Tanjung Ambat Beach's area, there is a gate as high as 3 meters signed on the pole Tanjung Ambat Beach. Its position is right on the edge of the highway, so anyone will easily find it. That was our segment, Indonesian Wonder, featuring Tanjung Ambat Beach in Riau. Tomorrow we'll meet again with other interesting topics. Goodbye.
Hari demi hari telah ku lalui, hanya menunggu dirimu. Nada demi nada telah ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwaku. Langkah demi langkah telah ku jalani untuk gapai cintamu padaku. Kata demi kata telah ku tuliskan puisi cintaku padamu. Telah ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwaku. Hanya dirimu yang aku cinta, hanya dirimu yang aku sayang. Tiada yang lain di hatiku, selamanya hanyalah dirimu. Selamanya hanyalah dirimu. Ternyata kamu juga cinta, cinta.
Was a song by Yuka Tamada entitled Puisi Cinta, or The Poem of Love. And after this, we are going to take you to learn Indonesian language in simple and easy way.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is, Kamu jurusan apa? In English, what is your major? Listen to this conversation about kamu jurusan apa, which means what is your major. Rama asked Kevin's major. Instead, Kevin also asked Rama and Eko's major.
Oh ya, kamu jurusan apa?
Aku jurusan Bahasa Indonesia.
Wah, gedungnya dekat dengan jurusanku.
Oh ya? Kamu jurusan apa?
Aku jurusan akuntansi.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Apa, which means what. Jurusan Bahasa Indonesia, which means Indonesian language major. Jurusan akuntansi, which means accounting major. Gedung, which means building. Dekat, which means near or close. Kamu jurusan apa? Which means, what is your major? Aku jurusan akuntansi. Which means, I'm accounting major. Gedungnya dekat dengan jurusanku. Which means, the building close to my majoring building. In the conversation, we can find the word apa. The word apa is usually used to ask about information. The expression kamu jurusan apa, which means what is your major, is used to ask information about major of study. To answer this question, you can say your major. For the examples, aku jurusan bahasa Indonesia, which means I'm Indonesian language major. Besides function to ask about information, another function from the word apa is to ask about the name or type. For examples, buku apa yang kamu bawa? Which means, what book do you bring? Buku matematika. Which means, math book. Pohon apa yang kamu tanam? Which means, what tree do you plant? Pohon jambu. Which means guava or rose apple tree. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Oh ya, kamu jurusan apa?
Aku jurusan Bahasa Indonesia.
Wah, gedungnya dekat dengan jurusanku.
Oh ya? Kamu jurusan apa?
Aku jurusan akuntansi.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Ingin engkau menjauh.
Listener, that was a song by Wendy Mark entitled Kamu or You. And to give you more information about Indonesian music, let's listen to our program Music Corner. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a Kroncong song entitled Seruling Gembala. The song Seruling Gembala was composed by Tukijo. Through the lyrics of the song, the composer describes about the beauty and melodies of the shepherd flute that brings memories on beautiful village. Its melody is also felt by people who listen to the rhythm of bamboo's flute. The composer also describes the shepherd plays the flute at a beautiful and a silent valley. The song Seruling Gembala is one of the songs included in an album entitled Juara Kroncong Mahasiswa 85-86, sung by Panji Asmoro. Well, listener, let's listen to the Kroncong song entitled Seruling Gembala by Panji Asmoro. Enjoy the song.
Terdengar merayu
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Waktu yang telah cara tuh kembali bersama di dirimu selamanya. Bukan maksud aku membawa dirimu masuk terlalu jauh ke dalam kisah cinta yang tak mungkin terjadi. Dan
listener, thank you very much for joining our broadcast, and don't forget, you can also visit our website www.voynews.id. Send us your feedback to our email address voy@voynews.id. And Amanda, thank you so much and have a nice day.